Mike's favorite bits.
Start with the roast of Dan. Can you start with the worst thing said about Dan? Because I'm mad at him now.
Let's see. I got to find which ones. Dan was the first one to go up, correct?
Yes.
Dan's looking very handsome in his sunglasses and cowboy hats.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of people were making reference to the fact that Dan, for the most part, covered his entire face and head.
That might have been in his favor.
I wanted to give them a lot of targets that weren't my disgusting body. I was trying to deflect.
Dan, in his picture, had a big cowboy hat and big old sunglasses. So he was.
That is a limited edition Alan Jackson hat that I got at Cracker Barrel for $5.
Wow. According to Reddit, though, that's not the special edition. What is his top comment, Brian?
The top comment from Irony Giant is, your mom's going to be pissed that you used up her special post-it notes and stole her special, quote, Craigslist cowboy gangbang, end quote, hat.
Brian, what else we got? We got any other good ones?
Mike, apparently your face looks like the bottom face of a totem pole. or Patton Oswalt with Downs. My personal favorite one for Mike, though, is, you look like how I imagine Seth Rogen would smell.
The one that got me from Mike was, were you the 80s poster child for fetal alcohol syndrome?
So not being kind to us on the internet. Has anybody defended us, like said, hey, wait a minute, guys.
I think you're in the wrong place for that.
These guys don't look all that bad, right?
The closest that came to that was the lowest scoring comment for Travis. It was a very mean comment, but since it has -1 points, that means two people downvoted it to disagree with it.
It was like a whole paragraph scolding him on posting things on the internet.
Because they wrote like a BuzzFeed article about me.
They were saying, Travis, that you're way too old to be posting things on Reddit.
Yeah, what exactly was it, Brian?
How the fuck old are you, dude? Why are you 35 and asking for the internet to insult you? The receding hairline is not going to help you find a wife if you haven't already convinced some poor woman to hang out with you or your unmotivated ass. The wrinkles and stubble make you look like you just came out of a no-shit bender, and the shitty door behind you makes you think that you haven't made nearly enough money to be the age you are. You're disappointing, and that's the most accurate thing I can think of saying.
Everybody hits me, you know, it's close to home. Real close to home.
Travis, how old are you?
I've been to your wedding. You got a wife, so I know that.
Yeah, Travis, how old are you? You're like...
He's off by 1 year.
Oh, okay.
Lower or higher?
34.
Somebody on mine called me dad. I didn't like that.
Oh.
I'm not old enough to be these people. Oh, yeah, I guess I am, aren't I?
Yeah, probably.
Oh. Guys, if you'd like to get in contact with the show, 636-487-HAND.
Just if you have a roast, like a roast joke that you want to put in here, yeah, we're open for it. We've already been stabbed through the heart, so feel free to call.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, if you've actually listened a few times, you can get us a little bit better than I would imagine people can just from a photograph. I mean, you can like actually talk about our behavior or make fun of us.
I think my very first roast knock was, you look like the kind of guy who collects old bottles of soda. That came from our very own friend, Brian Kranz.
Brian, is there any choice comments from Napier's? I know Napier got hit, like, we put his up just a few minutes before showtime, and it rose quickly.
Oh, there's quite a few.
There's two tied for the number one spot, and first one is, I don't think I've ever been so sure that someone fucks little kids before. And the other one is, well, because Napier's was posted under roast me, I think I can take it, ... maybe. And this person commented, you might be able to take it, but the treadmill can't.
Oh. See, because he's a hefty fella.
The last time I was on a treadmill, I made the entire fucking building shake, and this thing was weighted down by hundreds and hundreds of barbells.
Explain to me a situation where you're on a treadmill.
I went to a gym.
Why?
To be not fat.
How'd that go? You just went there once and you were like, nope, not going anymore.
Pretty much.
Okay, here's the question. How long ago was that?
About a year.
Are you still paying for a gym membership?
Yes.
So you went once a year ago.
Well, it's only $15 a month.
And you're paying the $15 every month.
Yeah.
For over a year.
Yeah.
So, like, you could go to the gym tomorrow, you remember.
Yeah, it's less than a mile from my house.
But you haven't gone.
No.
In not. Over a year.
I went once.
What's 15 times 12?
A lot.
$180?
Yeah.
It's $180. Think of the things you could buy with that $180. It's money that you're not spending on food, therefore it's kind of doing what you want it to do, right?
No, it's my penance. You know how you pay money to the church to absolve you of your sins?
Just so think about how much diabetes medicine that could buy.
You're paying the gym every month.
So I cannot feel bad about being fat because I could go to the gym.
It's like your fat penalty.
Yeah, it's my fat penalty.
So throughout the night, I guess, Brian, if there's a good one, you let us know. We didn't really plan very well on how we're going to do that, but I look forward to hearing more. I mean, if there's anything, I mean, do you want to say anything about Travis? Like,
somebody say something about me because
I saw somebody say that Travis looked like a ugly Jeffrey Dahmer. And there was a picture of Jeffrey Dahmer in there, and he wasn't totally wrong that you do kind of look a little bit like Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, it wasn't a terrible comparison.
He was a smart guy.
But the weird thing is a person saying that Travis looks like an ugly Jeffrey Dahmer is that they're saying that Jeffrey Dahmer is good looking.
Maybe he got just a lot of marriage proposals and shit. Ladies, while he was in court and on death row and everything.
What is with that?
Ladies wanted to have his baby.